1-800-989-4200. And I'll get it to you faster than you can find your luggage.
WTMA keeps you informed.
Good morning, I'm Fred Story. At 6:52, a group of James Island High School students is celebrating its fourth National Academic Championship victory. The James Island squad won the National Academic Championship Sunday in Washington. Now you're up to date at 6:54. Fred Story, TMA, First News.
All right, Fred, thanks very much. About 6 minutes before the top of the hour on this Tuesday morning, the 15th of June, a very special day for all of us at TMA, and also a very special day for many of the listeners out there who have been around TMA for many, many years. Some all of these 60 years since June 15th, 1939. Anyway, our big birthday celebration is underway today down here at the Francis Marion Hotel. A lot of things happening today, and one of the ladies who's helped put all this together is Chris Bernstein with Premier Events. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am just fine. She was in here before I got in here this morning, and I'm sure you put a lot of effort into this, getting this party together. But this is what you do for a living.
That's right. I put the, do the whole event, get all your vendors together, put it all together, coordinate logistics.
You realize that microphone you're talking on right now is a pretty ancient thing?
I know. It looks it.
And I'm surprised Bruce Roberts, our engineer, and JT over here, worked on this thing this morning, getting some of these old microphones to work this morning. But anyway, putting all this together with the giveaways, the setups, the sponsors, all teaming up, putting all of us together in this room this morning, this whole celebration has been, it's been quite a chore, I'm sure.
Yes, you're as good as your vendors are. You need to know who your vendors are, where to get them, where to put your hands on them, who you work best with, who can give you the quality product.
Well, you may have heard some of the ads that have been running with Chris Bernstein for Premier Events, and some people have taken our advice and given you a call.
Yes, they have. Absolutely. I've had several calls for consultations as well as some parties to do.
So if you're putting a big event together for your company and you're busy, you just don't have time to do all of the little details, give Chris a call at Premier Events. She can take care of it. What's the number over there, Chris?
832-0690.
Good deal.
Thank you, Dan.
You bet, Chris. Talk to you later. Let's talk a little fishing this morning. As usual on Tuesday mornings, we jump on board the party boat with Mike Abel over at Hadrill's Point Tackle and Supply, Coleman Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dan.
You're supposed to say happy birthday, Dan.
I shall. Happy birthday, Dan.
Hey, hey.
How old are you now?
No, that's not me. No, it's
I understand.
The station.
Big 60.
Yeah, 60.
There you go.
Let's go fishing this morning. Let's head out on the boat here. Let's go offshore briefly now. This has been a phenomenal offshore season, hasn't it?
It really has been. It's been wonderful. Last week, actually, during the... they had the Wild Dunes portion of the Governor's Cup. I forget there was some 11-plus billfish that were caught, a lot of dolphin. Matter of fact, it was quite a few dolphin caught. There's been a lot of dolphin caught since then, actually. And the sheephead fishery has just been holding itself pretty good. I think a lot of folks have started getting into the sheephead fishing with the fact that some of the shops and area sales included are beginning to carry and sell fiddler crabs, which... it was a bit of a task before for folks to go out and gather those fiddler crabs, so now they're pretty much readily available at most of your shops.
If you're going inshore or offshore, folks, you need to stock up on tackle. Stop by Hadrill's Point Tackle and Supply, Colba Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. Hey, Mike, good report for this Tuesday. I'll see you Thursday.
Great. Thank you, Dan.
You bet. Mike Abel.
WTMA Time Saver Traffic.
Traffic and weather together on the 8th, and Steve Stokes is here with the latest update on the traffic out there. Anything on our way, Steve?
Well, no, not this morning, Dan. We have 26 and the Mark Clark accident-free, as well as most of the north area. Also, West Ashley and Mount Pleasant is looking good. Highway 52 seems to be the hot spot this morning, but no accidents to report there. This traffic update is brought to you by James Island County Parks. Beat the heat this summer and have some really cool fun at Splash Zone or Splash Island Water Parks. Open now 7 days a week from 10 to 6. I'm Steve Stokes for WTMA Time Saver Traffic.
All right, thanks, Steve. Going to be partly cloudy today, a few clouds, kind of like yesterday. Remember, we had a couple of thunderstorms rumbling through the area, some showers here and there, just about like yesterday. 76 at the airport right now. It's 78 downtown along the Battery. Skies are cloudy in Charleston. I'm Dan Moon, and ladies and gentlemen, we'll check the latest news from CBS coming up here at the top of the hour. We'll continue all day today from the Francis Marion Hotel.
This is WTMA, Charleston, South Carolina.
CBS. CBS News. This is Frank Setapani. A Polish crowd estimated at about 1 million people was stunned to hear the news. The Pope was too sick to say Mass for them in Krakow.